First light on the Madison. Lines out, the water's moving cold around my legs, and for the first time in a week, nobody needs a decision from me. A couple hours earlier, this was a rent roll and a problem to solve. I flew in yesterday. Now it's just current, and a rising trout, and quiet. And standing there, I realized the thing I'd had backwards for 20 years. The whispers of a life aren't built in the closings. They're built in the moments. In the river. This is an investment episode about what actually pays for the moments. And it's not what I thought. For most of my career, I lived pulled between two poles, the busyness of the city, the doors, the deals, the phone, and the serenity of the small towns time forgot, the backcountry along the spine of the Rockies and the Sierra, the rivers. For years, I treated the river as the reward for surviving the hustle. Grind, then escape. That's backwards. The river isn't the reward for the work, it's the reason for it. When you get that order right, everything about how you build changes. Here's the operator truth under the poetry. You only get the river if the machine runs without you. And runs without you isn't a feeling, it's specific and it's measurable. For us, it means three things you can actually check. Documented decision rights. Everyone and every system knows what they can decide without me and what stops for me. Green, yellow, red. If every call routes through you, you don't own a company. You own a very sophisticated job, and you can't leave it to stand in a river. An operating layer that watches the numbers when you don't, occupancy, collections percentage, the $500 maintenance rule, cost per door. You should be able to look at three numbers and know the shop is healthy from 1,000 miles away. Cash that isn't hostage to the next paycheck. This is the one people miss. If every dollar is trapped in equity, you're not free. You're asset rich and calendar poor. Converting idle equity into working cash at real rates, not credit card rates, can be worth tens of thousands a year in interest alone and is what actually buys the plane ticket or the tank of Avgas. That's the machine. Build it on purpose and it hands you the river. People think the plane is a status thing. For me, it's a bridge. The thing that collapses the distance between building a life and living one. Sacramento in the morning, a river in Montana by afternoon, and rest at altitude in between where nobody can reach you. And here's the part that's tangible, not romantic. The plane earns its place in the business. This show, Runways and Rent Rolls, is the reason the aviation and the real estate aren't two lives but one. The flying becomes content, the content becomes the business, and the trips that feed both have a real business purpose. The runway isn't an escape from the rent roll. It's wired to it. So what is freedom actually for? I spent years thinking it was a number, enough doors, enough net worth, then you're free. That's not it. Freedom is access, not accumulation. The real estate, the systems, the plane, none of it is the point. It's the means. What it buys isn't more. It's the ability to fly into a forgotten town, stand in a river, and know the machine back home is running. On the 250th anniversary of this country, that's worth sitting with. Because it's the same idea the whole thing was founded on. Not freedom to have more. Freedom to live, on your own land, on your own terms. And underneath all of it, the real thing is gratefulness. The moment on the river when you stop casting, and the water's the only sound, and you can finally hear God's work in it. That stillness isn't the escape from the building. It's what the building was for. The best-run portfolio in the world is worth nothing if it never once lets you stand quiet in a river and be grateful. 250 years in, that's still the freedom worth building toward. Not just the freedom to do more, but the freedom to be still. Build the machine so it runs without you. Documented decisions, watched numbers, freed up cash. Not so you can do more, but so you can be somewhere that matters. Grateful, still, listening to the river. That's the runway and the rent roll, cleared to land. If this resonated, if you're building toward the kind of freedom where the machine runs without you, that's the whole reason we do what we do at All Inclusive Realty Group. If you own rental property and you want it running so well, you can go stand in a river and not think about it, that's exactly the conversation to have. Come find us at allinclusiverealtygroup.com, reach out, and let's build you a machine worth flying away from. And if this episode meant something, share it with someone who needs to hear that freedom is access, not accumulation. Thanks for flying with me. I'll see you on the next one.